At this point, I'll call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, John, we have you here first.
Right.
And I see nobody else is here, so...
Christine.
Duh. See, I'm used to her being here, but not talking about anything except to give me hell once in a while.
Just a quick question. We're not, like, taking any actions tonight. We're just doing this discussion.
You can.
Well, I wasn't sure if we had a vote on it.
No, there's official action can be taken at any time on the budget.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, John, let's see. Let's start off with the buildings and grounds. You have almost $1,400 increase that you've requested there. We'll start with the little one first. I know we've got this corner of the building that needs some work.
This one?
Yeah. I mean, is that the big reason for the...
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to be even to fix the gutters with that. You know, I'd like to get that gutter piece out of here, that one that drips on the steps.
Right.
That's something I'm looking at.
It seems right over the steps.
Of course.
And I don't know if anybody walked out the corner of the building. There's a broken pipe at the corner. I don't know what that details.
It goes out to the road.
Sometimes it's broken. So I don't know if that's creating all this. I don't know.
Okay. So we, you figure we've got some wood damage up there also?
Oh, yeah. There's rock up there. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like
the screwdriver right in it. So.
Why'd you do that?
Just checking it. No, it's dropping right above your head.
Yeah. Thanks.
So it's on the roof.
Is that?
I made sure it drilled. Yeah, no, I know where it is.
It stops right
where,
about here?
Where the dormer is
right
there?
Right away, yeah.
That's where the leak is, and it's working, wicking its way back under.
You got leaks over top of the firewall, too.
Yeah. Bad.
And they put pans in by the eaves there years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's still up there.
I have no idea. I know it's, you got a couple piles over there.
Yeah,
over years,
a couple
of
things.
Anybody have any other questions about the buildings and grounds? Portion of DPW?
So the $1,400 increase, is that going to cover all that? Or?
I don't know. I'm hoping. I mean, the pipes and stuff, I know I could do it. And I don't know what the top will be.
Wow, that's right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know that.
So what happens if it's more than
$1,400? I don't know.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
Make it work.
We've got to make it work.
Right.
I mean, we could put 20 grand in there, it doesn't make it correct. We have to work within our means, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, unusual.
Yeah.
When in the past.
Okay, Pat, we were talking about DPW buildings and grounds portion there. Basically, that's for damage that you're along here, guttering around the front, and things of that nature. Do you have any questions in regards to that? Okay. Your voice okay?
Yeah, I'm just feeling good.
Okay.
I have one more question. Grounds. Again, the increase that we're talking about, are there any other things that also need to be looked at this year?
The mechanics, like we have the circulator pumps. We already had to replace a 4-year-old pump this year, which we knew we were going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the heat pumps, get it off and run. That was a big ticket item, about $2,500 in groups that we had to do away.
How are we looking as far as the air conditioning, the heat right now, mechanically? Does it look okay for this
year? 4-year-old system.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I'd
chiller
like to replace. It's a, I think it's a million BTU unit.
Mm-hmm.
And even the grants we're applying for this year, maxed out at 500,000 BTU. So I'm trying to finagle it by saying, hey, how about instead of 1 million, give me two zones, 500,000 each.
Yeah.
They're not buying it, but
yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, okay.
But the system's 4 years old.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Over the last couple of years,
prone to breakdowns.
We've made some good increases with the heat and the AC. Unfortunately, on that side of the building, I don't care how much AC we have there, the fact that the floor is over fire base, that hot air just works its way up.
Yeah.
There's not enough cold air in the building to pump over there. That's the problem.
Anything else?
Nothing.
Okay, road repair and maintenance. We've got almost 18,000 there. I understand a little better than 12,000 of that is salt and snow removal type of stuff.
Yeah, we got hit hard this year. Everybody knows that.
And what would about the other 5,000 be?
I'd like to keep continuing to get the paver. I talked to Rich about paving some of these roads that really need it. Like, you know, we did a couple strips on your road.
Right.
Prospect is just...
And you're going to look to continue that type of work?
Yeah, I want to keep continuing.
Okay, so it's patching potholes more so than just filling them in with cold patch.
I don't want to really do them up.
Okay. And what he did, at least on Prospect Street, for those who may not be aware, is he would dig up where there's a pothole, you know, a large portion of them, dig up a whole stretch of them.
Right.
And then
one big shot.
Pave over in that.
Yeah.
And so far, it's worked good. You know, it has held up at least through today.
But now, oh, man.
And plus on Prospect Street, we got that.
Yeah, they got that on the mountain to do.
Yeah.
The shoulders.
Yeah, they got that fiber underneath the pavier for whatever reason. Okay, good
night,
John.
I brought this up the last time. You talked about possibly filling the hole by the railroad tracks there.
Yes.
Okay, so is that going to get done? Is that something that might?
That's something that I got to talk to Rich about because that really that road is railroad.
Yeah, I remember that, and there was an issue because they're supposed to be taking care of
it. And they don't want the responsibility. They said if you want to fix it, fix it.
Because I had to drive over that road coming home tonight, and
I thought
the front end of my car was going to go because...
Where was this?
Railroad.
Right, Railroad Avenue?
Right across from the park.
Yeah.
That little strip that bordered the railroad track.
Oh, between Lincoln and...
Between Lincoln and Broad.
It's actually Lincoln Railroad, Broad, right. Right. I mean, it is really... Somebody is really going to do some damage to their car there. That, I mean, there's bad roads here, but that is it's horrendous. It's awful.
Okay.
We're actually trying to work with the railroad company. I've asked them, they're going to come out in the spring once everything thaws and dries out.
Uh-huh.
We're going to literally walk to town, see where their property is.
Lying in.
You know what I mean? Because we know where their tracks are. We know where their property ends.
Okay.
Who owns it? You know, they own it, and what they're going to do to maintain it. I mean, I'm actually working with the streets committee on that to kind of have them come out in the spring.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
On the worksheet, last year they actually spent $69 in office supplies, and this year requesting $2,000. So I'm wondering what all these office supplies are.
Well,
or was that a mistake and it should have been going towards golf? Or?
I think a lot of that should be going there, right, Rich?
Okay. They're correct. They do need some extra furniture.
Yeah.
Office supplies and furniture. Furniture, okay.
I got one question too. The streets, roads, oil, and lubricants. I see you got 500 and last year at zero. Is there something that extra you needed or?
No, it's the tack coat that we put down before. Raven.
Okay.
You know
okay.
Before we paved.
Okay.
Part of that $18,000 is furniture and stuff. The new garage.
Okay, George.
That was on page 23.
Some of that is buying us cabinets and stuff like that down in the new garage like we never had before. So we can actually put the signs and stuff all across the floor, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So you guys will have to come down over to my new garage. I invite you. You guys will be impressed.
I've been there, but you weren't there.
I have already had a tour. I was very impressed.
I got to get down there one of these days. When you're available, what time are you usually out of there by?
Okay.
I'm usually home by like 5. Is that too late? Like, we're going to get you stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I could make arrangements.
All right.
That.
Maybe this Friday. I'm off this Friday. So.
All right. Good. That'd be good.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you're aware, Mr. Phelan has a family emergency, needs his immediate attention, so he is going to be leaving. Hopefully Natasha can answer all the rest of our questions.
I'll try.
If not, we may need to have another one tomorrow, if it goes to that.
Okay.
Okay, do we have anything else for the,
well, we're hoping to get everything done, we don't have that anymore.
Excuse me?
Have any other questions, Mr. Byrd?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Pain free.
Mr. Bonus, how about you next? Fire safety code enforcement is for $940 extra. What do you plan on doing with that, sir?
Well, it's actually, I'm requesting a little bit less than last year. Last year you guys cut my budget down by $2,000. So I'm actually asking less than I requested last year.
Okay. And how did you do last year with the budget you had? I mean, did you overexpend anything?
No.
Okay, everything was good?
Yeah, I moved, you know, money around to where I needed it to.
Okay. So there's nothing in particular that you're asking for as far as new equipment or anything that for that $940?
Well, mainly some of the things that I'm looking to do is I want to start a couple of fire safety programs. There's really no programs in the borough. I want to try and start a program and the material for that.
Okay.
Now, would this be the same thing as like Fire Prevention Week? Is that just different?
It's the same thing. But Fire Prevention Week is pretty much, I think, fire department to the schools. This is an actual program to get, children involved with understanding on how to prevent fires and everything.
So this is different?
More in-depth than just going around and teaching, chop, drop, and roll.
And is it all, everything that you're looking at like that, just geared towards children, or?
No, all ages.
All ages, okay.
Well, would you have something like open house at the fire hall as compared to going into the school?
Yeah, open house. It started almost like a little junior fire safety type program. Mm-hmm. Kids can try and help out with preventing fires, teaching them what to look for. Holding classes, what to do in their homes. Just more in-depth stuff than just going around, just more one-on-one.
Well, Mrs. Gleba recommended at one point, or told us about Hackettstown,
that had the fire hydrant snow removal.
So maybe that could be included in the two. I don't know if you've even heard about that.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed with Bud Lake's firehouse, what they do for Fire Prevention Week, and it's not nothing to do with the schools. I don't know if they go to schools too, but
The fire department does the same thing. They held one last year. They've been holding one for the past couple of years.
So you're talking classes then? I guess I'm just trying to understand the difference here, what they do and what you're going to do.
Well, with anything that gets done over there as far as fire prevention is concerned, I'm the one that handles it. But they're just, they do an open house, they go over, the equipment that they have, show people on how much stuff really does cost, what they do, and ask any questions that they have. This is more just geared towards just fire prevention, whereas over there that's geared at fire department, teaching, kids about fire trucks and everything.
Well, if it's for all ages, that's what we were asking.
Is it
open house then? Yeah.
Yeah, when the fire department holds their open house. Yeah.
No, I mean your thing. The mayor asked if it was all ages.
Actually try and split it up, for age groups.
Okay.
So it's not, I'm not taking teenagers and teaching them,
stop, drop, and roll.
Exactly.
Although you'd ask a teenager and they would forget that.
Even adults, too.
Okay. Anything else, for a fire code? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. You, sir, are?
My name is Bob Fink. I'm actually from the township, and
okay,
want to come here and learn and see what you guys are doing.
Oh, okay.
See if there's anything I can take back to the township.
Okay, I thought perhaps you were Shade Tree Commission, because I don't know that I would recognize him if I saw him.
What do you do for the township?
I'm on the township committee.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
We're going through this process, and
yeah.
Okay.
How about you share what you're doing over there?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sure we can go to theirs if we'd like.
I think we did about the same attendance at ours.
Okay. All right. Well, Christine, how about if you tell us about mayor and council first?
Sure. Slight increase of $417, that's due to office supplies. We went over last year. I included $150 for league registrations if anyone wants to attend the league. We had someone go last year. We didn't budget anything. I thought with new council members, there may be more interest. Basically, it's a small budget.
And that's just the entrance fee.
That's correct.
For the convention.
It's only the registration.
Right.
Which is between 45 and 50. All the overnights are paid by council.
Right.
Line item for mayor and council, that's not salary and wages. Is that all in the same?
Part-time, is that what that's...
Your part-time stance is salary and wages, yes.
Is there a reduction in that?
No, there's an increase in that.
Okay, what's that for?
Well, because last year a couple of councilmen took no pay for the year, so we didn't budget. And this year we budgeted pay for anybody.
So you can take mine out. I'm not taking any pay until I'm out of here. So I don't put mine in. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else as far as mayor and council? Okay. Clerk.
The clerk budget has an increase of $9,095. This is due to two things. One is legal advertising. Last year we went over budget by $1,500, and that's due to amending the budget. That was a very expensive advertisement. These are all statutory advertisements. We had to advertise the entire ordinance for the cable franchise renewal. I think we underestimated the length of that ordinance. Very expensive to advertise that as well. And we had some legal requirements around color to advertise. Every year we consistently go over this budget, so we had to, I feel we need to budget about $4,000 for this year.
Okay. The cable franchise one, that's just a one-time.
Correct.
But you don't know what's coming
but
in this year.
But ordinances, resolutions, professional service
agreements.
That's
what she's talking about.
You never know
what the increase
how many we'll
what
have in any given year. It's an estimate by me, so.
Well, you had a question?
This, you're talking about the 2010 budget. Is what you were referring to that we were over?
We were over by 1600, correct.
Were we not still doing a lot of legal advertising for the rec? Or was that 2009?
That comes out of their own budget.
But before it wasn't, right?
No, as long as I've been here, it comes out of their own budget. Planning board, state tree, rec,
Board of Adjustment?
Board of Adjustment through their own legal advertising.
Right.
We go out for bid, we have to advertise. That usually comes out of my budget, so.
Yeah.
Taking into account the things that we don't know are going to happen in the year. The second major request, and I think you'll know what this is a request for $7,615 in printing and binding category. The printing and binding category is made up of miscellaneous items, which are fairly small, licenses, business licenses, food handlers, they're very small. The two big ones are, we are responsible for paying paying Warren County for our primary ballots. So we pay about about $2,200 for that. And the additional $7,615 is to update the code book. We all know how important that is. We're 2-3 years without an update to our code book, and it's very, very difficult.
She's right.
Well, yeah. It seems expensive, though, for that.
Well, because it's a legal process.
What's that word you use again?
Codification? Yes.
Right.
We use an outside company that
who does it?
General Code.
Yeah. I think there's two companies in New Jersey that are authorized to do that? Would that be correct term? General Code probably being the largest.
How far back do you have to go? 2010?
2007.
Oh, yeah.
The last time we updated our code book.
Yep, we got to do it.
Now, will we create like an ad hoc committee? Because I'd like to be involved in that.
That's a separate process. That is a review.
Vic, before you go spend this money to do that, I think it should be reviewed and remove what we don't need and...
Are you talking about the code book?
Yes.
Remove out of the code book?
That's, you will incur additional expense from general code. This estimate of $7,015 is to revamp the code
book.
To
put the new ordinances in, right?
Correct. New legislation.
Right.
Provide a digital e-code copy.
Mm-hmm.
And replace the books that we have now.
No, I bring it tonight.
They're very small. We'll be upgrading to an 8.5 by 11 code book, getting fewer code books because we'll have it online, which will, we made the pages bigger, so it'll take up less space in the book. We won't have these huge books
mm-hmm.
anymore. So. That's a separate process you're talking about, Janine, and it's a little bit lengthy. I would suggest we update the code book and maybe look at doing that next year. Because it's going to be another $4,000.
Right. So maybe get the work done now, so that at the beginning of next year, because you're going to have to, you'd be updating, you'd be updating the code book again next year too, probably. If you,
if you do it every year.
If you do it every year, so.
Right. We should update the code book and then begin that process. So we don't have to pay general code to do it. Internally, we can begin the process.
Right. That's
but
what
not
I'm saying.
Do it this year.
Right.
What's required other than adopting or amending an ordinance? That there, like the one that we stumbled on was a typo, was about 20 days. I think we had 44 days in there for a planning board thing. You know, would that whole thing have to be updated to be current? Is that what we're also looking at too, if there's typos?
Well, that's what we'd be looking at.
Do you have to do that? No, that's not a requirement.
Because you can mark your own book. I mean, you can
sure.
just scribble it out. But
right.
I mean, for the
online,
that would have to go through a company to change that?
That particular one, I can just go ahead and
you can do
change.
That.
Yeah, it, I don't think we'll get, they won't charge us for that. But
okay.
when you start saying, oh, this is outdated, we need to take it out of our code book, probably to repeal ordinances, you have to...
Yeah, it'll be an ordinance. Right, right.
So
that's why you're going to have one ordinance to repeal a bunch of them.
Right. So, yeah, advertising,
right.
all
of
those requirements.
Hmm.
And
when was the last time that was done?
Well,
hard to make.
If, like, the Rec Commission is still in our code book, and that was dissolved. So that would have had been taken out. And put
yes.
in the rec committee.
Correct.
And then if we go to rec committee comes out, commission goes back in, mm-hmm. and it could be the same language, in theory.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it still would have to be...
That's right.
Wow. Well, it needs to be done. I mean, I fully support that.
Yeah, if it's been that long. If we did it 2 years ago, maybe we could get away another year. But if it's
yeah.
been 5 years, almost 4 years.
Getting really expensive, right?
We don't know what we're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Okay, anything
I'm
else?
To admit that.
Any other questions for the mayor and council and or clerk line items? Okay, Mrs. Halpin.
Oh.
Shade Tree.
Yeah.
Welcome. Shade Tree is asking for $5,500 more this year.
Yes, because we took $7,000 away from us last year. And we won't have that grant again this year. And that way we lose out on our shade tree status because it's not, one of the requirements is $2 per capita in the budget.
And okay.
That's one of the reasons that we're asking for that. The other thing is, I mean, if you look at what we get a lot of things done for the little bit of money that we have. And we have gotten grants over the years for planting.
I'm sorry, could you repeat? I'm trying to write down what you said. So
okay.
you said you're going to... You're not getting that grant this year. And
it's done.
And so go back to the 2%, whatever
you
said.
Oh, you need $2 per capita.
$2 per capita. So if
you
don't have this amount, we won't have our status.
That's right.
Thank you.
As a treat to the USA, initially. You have to have a sitting shade tree board. You have to have an ordinance. You have to have $2 per capita, and we have to do an Arbor Day celebration.
Right.
But that helps us to get those grants, that, you know, to be eligible.
That helps you get to the top of the list.
Yes, it does. It puts you up there very quickly. And I'm trying to think. We've planted 165 trees over 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we just did work in the park, trimming, feeding, tabling. And that's just that $7,000 grant did. Using our budget, we just had all the trees elevated, lifted them up downtown. It's about time.
Okay.
And we had them fed. And then we had other work done. We had the trees taken down, we had trimming done. But the state requires you to have a 5-year plan. And within our 5-year plan, it's something we've been wanting to do for a long time because we do have a very mature tree population. So we would like to get a trimming cycle going so that we could do this part of town this year and next year that part of town. And we've actually been very lucky with these high winds because we've been trying to keep up as much trimming as we can of dead wood. But, you know, that's not going to happen. We have to be reactive instead of proactive all the time when we're short on funds. So, eventually it will cost you more money when some tree falls on somebody's house.
And how far is the right-of-way from the road that the...
They're all different.
Okay.
Amazing. If we didn't have these little cars, it would be trouble. But that is also another thing that we want to do is our ordinance. Now, is our ordinance mixed in with your ordinances?
Yes.
So are they going to be automatically redone?
Well, republished is what it is, what she was talking about. You know, the recodification will put in the new ordinances that we have had and any changes that we may have made to other ordinances since 2007. It won't remove anything or redo anything in that regard.
Okay.
So everything would stay the same.
So ours is probably the same.
Yeah.
Because that was also a goal in our 5-year plan, was to update our ordinance because it's not proper at this point. It actually states various trees that can only be planted in the borough, which are not recommended anymore as street trees.
Right.
And the fines for things are very, very low, so it doesn't cover the cost of the tree. For instance, I heard there was a tree that got hit by a car downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Is there insurance going to replace that tree?
I can't answer that for you. I really don't know. You know, Mr. Phelan might be.
We asked that at a council meeting.
Do you know anything about that?
Went up to ask the attorney.
Okay.
He's aware of it, Senator.
Yeah. John?
Yeah, it's right in front of Warren County Drugstore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I understand, the truck that delivers to them backed into it.
Okay.
That's the way I understand it now. I don't know. I wasn't there. I got to get the tree out of there.
And we thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure. The cars company should pay for it because on near where I live, the same thing happened. The person had a heart attack, drove into the front lawn and literally demolished the whole front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was replaced through the insurance company, including the greenery.
And that's something we should put, you know,
I would assume
pay attention to.
Property damage, you know, that's part of your insurance. But
did we,
yeah.
Do we have to put something in?
Right.
Like, do we have to
claim
it, or?
Yeah, I think
perhaps we can look into that in another direction and see if you can answer that for us.
Yeah.
And find out.
I think that's what he's doing.
Okay.
Based on last counseling.
Okay.
I can follow up on this.
All right. Anybody have any other questions for Shade Tree Commission members?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mrs. Halpin. I just have a question on the last year's amount was $8,000. In that, did you apply for the same grant and get it?
We had the grant. We did get it. We got $7,000.
And that's why we cut $7,000 from their budget, because
right.
They were getting grants.
I see. So last year, you actually spent how much? 15?
$8,000 something. Within
$5.32
of what we were allotted.
Well, no, plus,
under, right?
Plus, plus the grant. Plus
right.
The grant.
Eight,
so
plus the grant.
$8,933
and it was
$8,933.
Right. Yeah. And we do, we also, within our budget, is our, we have a secretary.
Do you have a surplus at all left over?
No, it's within $5.
Okay, now I just wanted to get that clear, so, right.
We tried.
So, okay, so you can't apply for the same grant again now this year? You missed the deadline, is that what happened, or what happened?
No.
Well, you can't apply for another one until that one is finished. And they only come up at certain times in the year, like they're offered.
Okay.
There is one that I would love to get, it's the last time I saw it, it was for $25,000, and it was actually for tree maintenance instead of tree planting. Because if you just get a tree planting grant, that's all you can do is buy trees and roads.
Okay, yeah, it's very specific.
But what we need is maintenance. So when that one comes around again, we'll be on it.
So, I don't know if you have the records offhand, you might remember, what'd you spend in 2009?
Whole budget.
Yeah, we spent a whole bunch, we always do.
About $16,000, that's it.
Yeah.
So it was always pretty much around $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, close, okay.
We used to get more, but, you know, $10,000.
Well, okay.
Now, what's the grant you're talking about, is there a percentage that the borough has to match at all, or?
That one there might be, there wasn't on the last one.
Okay.
But that one there might be. But we can do it within kind and things like that, you don't have to bring, put money into the measure.
Right, okay.
Also, just so the new council members, the budget that she's talking about that they have, literally barely allows them to do what they do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're working at like really a skeletal budget. So, I mean, they do incredible amounts of work.
You obviously do a good job accounting for everything because you're within $5, though.
That's what you have.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but just remember that their budget is not as far from extravagant.
Going back to the ordinance thing, what she is saying, would that be a changes since 2007, or that's what I'm talking about?
No, I'm sure this is
back
way back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think any of their ordinances have been changed.
Ever.
That I can remember.
Right, and that's something, as I'm saying, we need to review and go through and clean up, so that wouldn't be...
No.
Okay.
Do you think the ordinance should be changed?
Oh, yes. It's just
well,
saying,
update
it's fine
to current.
Below,
yeah.
Okay. Wrong trees are listed.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
And it's hard, what happens that way is that, you know, when we are allowed to plant trees in the right of way, and some homeowners don't like weeds, you know, so they don't want them, but we can't really put the tree in there because the ordinance doesn't have enough teeth.
Mm.
You know, so we try to just find another hole for it.
Speaking of ordinance, I'm sorry, Christine, is there possibly a grant or some sort of state aid for updating ordinances? And, you know, I don't know how you say it.
The code book?
Yeah, the code book.
Our legislation that we've already adopted, no, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a grant for that.
Well, hey, you never know.
It doesn't hurt to ask. I don't know that I've ever seen one.
Well, this is a very good example of the shade tree ordinance because the planning board uses other ordinances to make determinations as well. And if the shade tree is not updated,
yeah, it affects the
and they're going to make a decision for a development committee here,
right.
Not going to have the trees you want. So that's why it's extremely important now.
Well, the nice thing is that you usually send us the plans to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when the Calton Homes the lawns aren't that big, and they have these huge trees that they wanted to plant.
Oh.
You know, so we could get rid of the trees.
Okay. Anything else for the shade tree?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Titus, planning board. You're looking for...
Stand or...
Oh, however you're comfortable. You're looking for an extra $4,100.
Actually, it's $184. There's a change to under legal services. That amount included, I'm guessing, because I didn't come to the meeting last year, all the professions. So actually, legal services should only be like $2,500, and that could probably be reduced.
On page 11 of the worksheet, I'm down on the page. So the legal services.
Yeah, 027 is the legal services.
You were budgeting for $6,500, and now there's also contractual services of $4,000. So I think that's.
That would cover an engineer and planner, should be under 028. I believe 027 included all three professionals.
Oh, okay. So you're saying
reduce. When we pay the bill, we get separated.
So you're saying reduce $6,500 to?
$2,500.
To $2,500.
And then $4,000 for the planner and engineer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that only shows the $100.
So you're only over by $184, $100.
And if you want to reduce the legal services by that, to make no increase at all, that's acceptable.
Yeah, because I remember I presented last year the question, I think, yeah, it makes sense. And what was the contractual service again? That was a cut in half, so you said?
It's engineer and planner.
Okay, but what was it, instead of $4,000?
Legal was, should be $2,500, or $2,400.
Okay, and then the planning board contractual services, it says $4,000 a half year, what was?
Yes, and that would be for the engineer and planner.
Okay.
That would explain it then.
Am I taking four, what do you want?
You're taking, you're reducing the $6,500 to $2,400. So in essence, they won't have any increase at all.
Right.
It's going to be totally flat.
And the planners, I don't always have the meetings, just keep in mind, they only need it, so I'm trying to save money in that respect too.
Right. Yeah, I think she only comes in if we have COA issues.
Correct.
Going on.
Remember how it was going on?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Okay, any other?
I have a question, the education and training, $200, and just out of here, what is the education and training?
That's the mandatory training for new board members.
Oh, okay.
And we have two vacancies, so we'll have.
Is it still $25, Pat, something like that? It's not much.
I think it's a little more.
A little more than that?
Yeah, I want to say it was $40 or something when I went. I could be wrong, I'd be confusing it with something else. Okay, anything else for planning board?
That was very good information you provided.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too.
Night.
Night. Kay, you're up.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking for a whole extra $210, huh?
I know, that's all I need. And that's because the advertising cost really went up, so I had 116 properties on my tax bill.
Okay, so it's because of more tax sales as opposed to an increase in the price of advertising?
Well, right, there was an increase in advertising, there was an increase in the properties that were produced. And normally I went in maybe with 32, this was 116 properties that went for the ad this year.
So that ad was last fall, you mean?
Right.
So you're budgeting the same amount then this year because you're anticipating not like 36, 100 something again?
Right.
Okay.
But if I had, I used to have my sale in November.
Right.
Which I think made it so I had less properties put in there. Okay, I was informed to have it sooner this year, so I had last year, so I had September. And, but with the downturn in the economics, I just, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more property.
Were there all residential homes or were there some buildings still?
No, there was a lot, there's quite a few businesses.
Those are your readables.
Okay, any questions for tax collection? Okay, thank you, Kay. Have a good evening. Good night.
Night.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, do we?
I have a couple of questions maybe Natasha can answer.
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know. On sheet 17, and it might be something for Rich, I'm just wondering why the big increase in water, given that we're fixing the pump at the thing and New Jersey American Water donates the water to the pool and that water is not the fire hydrant.
I think the budget was short. You remember one of the transfer resolutions, we actually transferred money into the water line item because the last year budget wasn't enough. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we spent $14,500 last year.
Yeah.
But you still, again, because of the whole thing with the pool, since we're doing the whole, we're replacing the well pump this year, so we won't be pumped, we won't be using, you know what I mean, we won't be paying for that water. And New Jersey American Water donates the water for the pool.
Well, it donated the first fill.
Right. I know, last year we had to spend more on water because the well pump was broken, but we're fixing the well pump, so.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. It's just, you know, I don't know that we can plan on them donating the water for the pool this year. You know, the first one, it was just the first fill. We had to pay for the water that went into it after that.
Right, but I'm still saying you can get the water for the pool from the well pump now.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah, we shouldn't pay for the water afterwards, you know, as far as for the refilling and everything like that. So, yeah, we should, and we want to, and the well pump will pay for the first fill, I would think, provided it's done in time to fill it the first time.
I had another question on the same page. Natural gas to heating oil, can we expect that to change, one or the other, because with an old road garage being closed and open? Are we going to make a difference, because they have natural gas up there, right, at the garage?
Well, I think that's why we increased natural gas, but we lowered the electricity or something. You know, we increased electricity because of the cost, but we lowered...
Heating oil.
Who has heating oil? That's the old garage that has
heating
oil?
Yeah, we lowered heating oil and increased natural gas.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, we can't quite be sure where that's going to go this year either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, if we budget low, it'll go to $4 a gallon.
Yeah,
if we budget it at $4 a gallon, it'll go to $2.
But is that the only building that's heated by heating oil? The rest is all natural gas? That's my other question. I'll have to ask Rich that, because...
I believe most of our buildings are...
I had the impression
natural gas.
Yeah, so maybe... The heating oil.
Plus, the new garage is larger, so there's going to be a lot more area to heat, although so it'd probably be a wash because the old garage just let it all go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having nothing there.
Right.
I'm not done, Lee.
Okay.
It's just on my question, that first one. Did you see that? Do you have that on? I still don't get it. Like last year, it was in the budget for those grants.
Right.
We're not going to get those grants this year?
I don't have the only award I have.
Especially the recycling tonnage?
I don't have the award yet. Once I get the award, Sue was talking about potentially getting something for the shade tree. But if I don't get the actual award letter, I can't put it in the budget. Because when I have to send it to the state, I have to provide them with the backup that the grant is legitimate. There is a couple of grants in the financial statement saying unappropriated, which means they should be appropriated in this year budget, but I told Tom that I'm not going to put them in the budget until he finishes his audit and he confirms that those numbers are accurate, because we cannot add additional water, additional gas after the budget is adopted. Grants are different. You can do Chapter 169 anytime during the year, and it's added to the budget. So not to muddy the water and put the grants when I'm not 100% sure it materializes, I would rather add it later to Chapter 169.
Well,
But grants have no impact on the budget because you put a revenue and you put expenses and it's a water.
I guess, you know, it's just because it's somewhere then we have like an increase then. The number, it looks like, I know what you're saying,
right.
There's a wash.
And that's why...
The amount's kind of the same as what the increase is.
Correct,
but if
I do a budget presentation or do a comparison, I always put the budget net of grants, because otherwise you're not comparing apples to apples. You always should deduct the grants and say, what is my budget increase?
Right.
True money that is being required from us.
Yeah, and in this case, it kind of equates to what that grant total was.
It just looks like.
Right.
Gotcha. But, last year we had police grants.
I knew we wouldn't expect them, but like some of those, I thought for sure we would get.
The only one I have is municipal alliance, and I'm going to put it.
That's the only one.
So far, it's the only paperwork I have.
Yeah.
And as I said, I think Tom has one more unappropriated in the budget that he mentioned to me, and I said I don't think it's a real grant. I think we'll have to check the paperwork before we go.
Okay. That's kind of all I had. I had asked these questions, and they provided the answers tonight.
Did these answers, were they gone over? Because there's a couple things in here that
I
had.
No, I just got it just now.
Because the second question about the bond attorney, the answer, the second sentence kind of contradicts the
first sentence. First sentence, I know.
And I did have questions about the municipal library.
that shared service agreement went into, where could we see that reflected in the budget?
I know, I asked that. That was part of my question, but I don't, they didn't ask that.
All
right. I mentioned about the shared service in my question, but they didn't, that wasn't really addressed.
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to read this thoroughly because we just got it, so.
I don't know about the shared library director, but, you know, it's the minimum.
That's the minimum. Yeah, I get that.
I gave you this,
right,
$60 off, minimum.
Rich would have to answer about the shared service. But for the second question, it says, like, this is not a legal line. We want to list separately. And then the next sentence says, we should include in finance all legal line items. So it's kind of like.
Well, I mean, finance all legal as a legal budget, not legal line item.
That's not a separate line item.
Right, and separate, like, fund attorney shouldn't be, like, finance and everything else. It's part of one of the function of one of the departments. Like, planning board has an attorney. Finance department has a bond counsel. We don't list planning board.
But yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like in, it's not even in like the worksheet.
It's in professional service.
Okay, that's where it was like confusing. I just didn't want to have that problem like we had last year with that.
And I mean, ultimately.
But now, so I know now it was $3,000 approximately.
Right, and ultimately, as we go forward, if we ever issue a bond ordinance in the future, the bond cost should never be absorbed by crowd funds. It should always be absorbed by the bond ordinance when you issue. And your cost when you're issuing the bond ordinance should allow for the overhead of the bond attorney for
right.
the notes issued, for the bond if you have a finance from, you know, temporary financing to permanent financing. The problem is every time we used to guys issue bond ordinance, if you had $475,000 for the trust, you issued $475,000. Well, there is cost
it's
associated with
yeah, right.
it. So you should always bump it by 5% and issue, you know, 1.5%
mm-hmm.
of the cost. This way you always have money to pay the bond attorneys for the, you know, for financial advisors, for the auditors to review for all of those professionals that are allowed by, you know, bond law.
So if that's the case, we don't need that $3,000
well,
anymore.
No. You wouldn't need it once you start issuing the new ordinances. The problem is you still have old ordinances that are still getting refinanced with the notes and bonds, and you never budgeted enough there to have
it. Right. Yeah. And last year, I think it was like $7,000 or something.
Last year was okay.
Yeah.
Well, how many bonds are left that we have
you
to refinance?
You have a note outstanding right now that is getting refinanced on the 11th, and that's the cost that we have to pay. And then we still borrow the tax anticipation note at the end of March that we will have to pay for some advertising costs and the filing of IRS notices.
We've
like
also
that.
Changed bond attorneys, and this
right.
one was more
so
reasonable compared to what we had in the past.
So that's the
okay.
two costs that you will have this year. That's the two issues that you're going to have this year.
And so the bond attorney wasn't in the tax anticipation
cost? Well, tax anticipation note is a current fund note, so you can never borrow enough to pay, you know, 40.
Just
that
a question. I didn't know.
Budget.
Okay.
But in capital notes, when you borrow for capital projects,
then
the cost
you
of the bond attorney should
okay.
be rolled into.
All right. Makes sense.
The page we have here, New Jersey Division of Local Government, did that come from you?
It came from New Jersey Division of Local
okay,
Government.
Okay, what are we supposed to read from this?
This is just
what
the municipal information that they published in the beginning of the, I guess, in the beginning of the year. Partial of it is for the auditors because then they get the actual taxes that are levied. It has your assessed value on the bottom. The reason I printed it on the bottom, it's a 2011 minimum library appropriation. That states exactly the minimum you're supposed to give to your library. And that
tied into my question.
Right. Janine asked the question if we're giving library more than what we should, and we're giving them $50 more than what the minimum requirements are. It talks about, you know, the veteran deductions and things like that.
But in essence, though, and I guess that's where my question was kind of coming from, in the budget, we're giving them the bare minimum. But in essence, the library actually costs us more because of the benefits, the insurance, all those other things.
Yeah, but we pay all of the insurance and social security and everything out of their line item. I mean, we might have indirect costs that we're providing, like, for example, you know, Paula's time because she does all their purchase orders and pays their bills, and Barbara times, you know, she runs their payroll. So if you want to allocate...
No, I mean the library employees.
they paid out of their, of this line item.
Yeah, we started that this year.
Budget.
Or did we do that last year?
Oh, because they're not included, like, under the line item for whatever.
I think it's salaries and wages and not expenses.
Right, but that doesn't reflect, say, the no employee, you don't, no one.
You talk health insurance and stuff?
Right.
No, we charge it to that line item.
To what?
To the library line item.
Oh, you did?
So we just started doing that.
So, okay, we are, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, we told them.
So their social security on the top of their salary, their health insurance, their unemployment, their workers' comp, everything is charged to their line item. We're not putting it somewhere else in the budget.
So you think we would have seen more of a reduction on those other line items then?
Well, your health insurance went from 284 to 214 or something, between, you know, the attrition and, you know,
okay,
the allocation.
All right. I'll be curious to see if they'll be able to, you know, survive on the
192.
Well, the nice thing is with the shared library.
Well, that's, yeah, hopefully.
You know, that will give them
some
play money, if
sure.
you will. I hate to use the term play money,
right,
but, you know, some money that will not be allocated.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't realize that they truly are only getting 192.
Yeah.
We could always budget them more.
I mean, in the past, they're getting 192. Except, you know,
that was Mr. Torres from
they're getting more because if they had to have somebody outside run their
payroll,
they're going to have somebody outside.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that stuff.
But
yeah,
in
cash. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That was a question. The county open space tax, didn't we at one point talk about seeing if we could get that reduced, and has it been reduced? Or
it has not been reduced. We sent a letter to our freeholder liaison, Mr. Chamberlain. To the best of my knowledge, we have not heard back from
Gardner.
No. Well, we started off with Mr. Gardner. He is not our liaison anymore.
Oh.
Mr. Chamberlain is.
Oh.
Mr. Gardner said he would relay it to Mr. Chamberlain, and we sent a letter to Mr. Chamberlain, and we have not heard back from him.
Hmm.
I want to talk to the manager about that to get another letter to go to him.
And what was this letter about? A request?
We wanted to talk to him about that. Was one of the items. Was that
one of the items?
And county roads.
County
they formulate that into the county tax, where Borough of Washington has no county roads versus Township of Washington has 90% county roads. So how does that formulate it where we should see a lower county tax rate, we hope?
Yeah. And, you know, we had asked for, I think, last year, a moratorium on the open space.
Yes, we did.
And they did not do that, and I believe we requested that
this
year also.
We requested it again this year. Mm-hmm. We sent a resolution.
So it's been for a lower county road tax?
Well, how did they come up with the Borough of Washington's county tax when we have no roads from the county?
Yeah, but most of the county taxes are based on equalized value of each municipality within the county. It doesn't matter if you have the roads, county roads, or if you have the county open space or anything. You take everybody's, you know, assessed value, you equalize it on a county basis, you know what you need for open space as far as the rate, and you plug it in, and that's the number.
And I'm sure their argument is going to be, well, you use the county
roads.
That
was what they did use,
so,
and that wasn't acceptable. Now,
wow.
Natasha might have been okay, but that's not what they replied back to us a couple years ago. So,
yeah.
So, what do you think that's a moot point of pursuing it?
Oh,
no.
You should always pursue.
Always pursue, yeah.
Okay.
The worst case, I'll tell you no.
Right.
And then the other one was seeing about the reduction in the open space taxes, right?
Okay, do we have anything else that we want to look at in the budget here?
Like I brought up to you about the police, I think Rich probably might be able to answer that with the township police, but I had several questions looking at the sheet. I don't know if anybody else got the sheet.
No.
Yeah.
I had like 4 or 5, maybe 6 questions.
Yeah,
let's give Natasha a chance to answer them.
Okay. Okay. First thing, I got a question here. I see they have a police mechanic listed, and it wasn't in 2011, the first year. Now, township has their own mechanics, road garage over Fort Holden.
They told Rich that the number of police cars that non-mechanic is servicing, his time is really dedicated a lot to the police, and therefore they feel strongly about allocating some of the mechanic costs to the police department.
Okay,
and that's what you do? I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Bob.
Bob. that you have a mechanic and you take his salary, you pay his salary out of a couple different departmental line items? Not real sure?
I would guess when they get the funds, it's going to be allocated there, but, you know, other than that, they probably just have mechanic as a separate.
I just got a question, because they approached us for shared services to service our vehicles in our town. So, I mean, if they can handle that many vehicles at once, what's the problem with the police car? You know what I mean? It might not be something you can answer, but that's a question I raised the rest of the time. Right.
Yeah, I think that's just the way they allocated amongst the departments.
It's the way to generate revenue.
Right. But we don't want to be spending extra money we don't need to, so we got to look into that. The other thing, too, is vehicle maintenance. I see quite an increase there. I mean, I'm guessing with the abundance of patrol cars or vehicles they have, that's probably the same idea. You know, but again, I got to question that too. That's a pretty big increase.
The only thing in that shared services that requires your, I guess, approval or disapproval is the FTV, because they can't purchase it without your approval.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say that for all this stuff, it's within the shared services agreement, so no matter what, we really can't.
Yeah, the only thing we have to say on our capital purposes.
We can argue some semantics, you know.
Right. Okay.
But the one thing that doesn't require your approval is the FTV.
Yep.
All
right.
And I know, you know, after Rich and I looked through this agreement initially, he's had several conversations with the township administrator, you know, back and forth, and I think they pretty much outline every line item, and Rich knows why every line is there, and the only one that township, I guess, is awaiting is the SUV.
SUV as in a vehicle?
Yes.
Sport utility vehicle?
They are trying to buy one. It's
okay.
$20,000 from us and $20,000 from them.
Okay.
But a per-year agreement, they're not allowed to purchase any capital item without your approval.
Now, what about medical expenses or anything like that? That the 30% increase?
That's self-insurance.
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing we can do about that. I wish I had a 30% increase in mine, too. I mean, that's great.
A huge line.
Yeah, it is.
And then luckily, the health insurance increase is allowed for us under our levy cap to be raised, our portion increase to be raised for taxes.
Right.
That doesn't stop us in. That doesn't, you know, help us because we have a 7 cents tax increase, but at least we don't have to eat it within our 2% tax.
Right. And I see the fuel also, it's like double or even triple, so I don't know if that's necessary, but again, that's probably something that we can't really argue.
I mean, I think something we should do is, you know, give it another month or two, because the first quarter, you always pay the bills of the prior year, and then ask for the complete accounting of where the $2,085,000 that we gave them last year were expended, what line items, you know, some backup.
They're not allowed to have a surplus on a shared service, or are they?
I don't remember what your agreement says, but technically,
it's not a money, accounting, no matter what.
You know, it's a shared service, so if they have a surplus, they should start a bright next year on the surplus.
Well,
like
the
court was doing, you know, and then still so.
Okay. And what would the miscellaneous vehicle expenses be? We don't know. Okay. The biggest concerns I have are the police mechanic and the vehicle maintenance. I don't know if
that's
something
the
they
concerns we had and reached out to the administrator.
Okay, I don't know what answers he got, but I'd like to find out more.
Please.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Is Rich coming tomorrow night? Or no?
I'm sure it will depend on the nature, the result of this emergency that he has. Okay, we have anything else? Do we want to have our meeting tomorrow night, or do we want to cancel it?
Cancel. Well, I can't come tomorrow night, so.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You can still meet.
Well, that's okay. We can cancel it. Well, we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of little questions that Councilman Jewell has outstanding.
Did David send anything in?
Not to my knowledge.
I know he.
But I know he also thought we could get it done in one meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming Saturday.
I would think so. Unless anybody has a reason to want to come back again tomorrow.
No, I'm gonna look things over and see if I don't know.
Okay.
I'll propose something at a council meeting, you know, because I know he needs any changes.
Yeah, they're still fine.
But just so everyone knows, I asked Rich, you know, like if you wanted to decrease it by 1 cent of tax rate, you'd need to cut $37,200. So.
Well, with everything on this, it's a penny.
There's over a penny.
Right.
With this here.
Yes. And everything else is statutory that we can't do anything with.
Pretty tight.
Well, I'll just say that, you know, should anybody find anything that they want to discuss further, you know, certainly the manager will be available to answer any of those questions. We do have another council meeting in between the adoption and now, mm-hmm. at which time it could be taken up. You know, or if worse comes to worse at the end of the month, you know, we could have, well, what, like 22nd we need to have all changes
something
in?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we could schedule one for the 21st if absolutely necessary. But what do we need, like a week lead time? 2 days?
If we don't have anything substantial between now and
Tuesday
yeah. we could adopt this on Tuesday, right?
You have to have a public hearing before
well,
it's our
council meeting.
We
could.
Right, we have to enforce this public hearing, right?
No. The 5th, April 5th is public hearing.
Right. You need to allow 28 days between introduction and adoption
okay.
at public hearing.
So
you can't adopt it right after public hearing.
Right.
Hi, Natasha, I got a question for you. On the surplus, what percent is it basically of our, you know, total appropriations? Is it like...
You mean as far as revenue?
5%? Yeah.
Your surplus, you know, we anticipate 300,000, and then your revenue,
we're anticipating pulling 306,000 out.
Right. And your total, you mean as far as the total budget, or as far as...
Yeah, as far as the total budget.
Your budget is 7 million.
Right.
Less than 5%.
Shouldn't it be higher? I was told, in my own research, that 5% is good to have.
Well,
so that you're covered.
Are you asking for surplus anticipated in the budget, or are you asking
yes.
for surplus left over after you anticipate in the budget?
No, we're anticipated in the budget to start with.
I mean, ideally, you shouldn't anticipate any surplus in the budget and rely on it, because the more reliance you place on it, the harder, you're putting yourself in the brackets where you're forced to generate surplus every year, otherwise you're having sudden spike in your taxes or come up with another source of revenue to replace the surplus if you
right.
don't generate it. So the higher it is anticipated, the more danger you're in for the years to come, the lower it is, the safer you are. Now, as far as the surplus left over after you anticipate in the budget, that's what bonding companies look for to see if you can meet any unforeseen circumstances. 2 years ago, your surplus was $36,000. One snowstorm, roof collapse.
Nothing, right.
And you couldn't even pay the
bill. So our bond rating went down to...
Well, your bond rating is really bad.
So now, is it improved, though, now with this higher actual surplus?
Well, if we want to, we can ask for the assessment for the bonding company. I would rather wait longer, because you don't have a huge trend to show them.
They want to see a track record.
From 36,000 to 130,000 to 600,000.
Answer
but
the
I would
question.
Wait until you see stability in your maintaining the surplus.
Okay.
So the surplus that you have left after you anticipate 306 in the budget, we still have close to $300,000 left over. And that, comparing to 36, shows a huge progress in your stability. And that's what, bonding companies
yeah.
look for. And that usually, as a rule of thumb, is to have about 5% of your budget.
Okay.
So that's maybe where the 5%
yeah.
you've heard. Not what's
okay.
anticipated, but what's left over.
What's left over. Mm-hmm. Right. Got it. All right. Thanks. Good.
Great. Thank you.
That's it. I have no other questions.
Anything else? I would accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?